We'll now move into the Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation meeting, and I will ask Carrie to take roll.
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Arriscotta. Regent Boylan. Regent Brigger.
Here.
Regent Brown.
Here.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Cruz Crawford. Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Downs.
Here.
Regent Goodman. Regent McMichael. Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian. You have a quorum present.
Thank you. We'll now move into public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There's none at GBC.
Was there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
Thank you. There is public comment here at UNOV.
Thank you. This is TMCC, right? Okay. Kent Irvin, K-E-N-T-E-R-V-I-N, ditto my previous general comments. From TMCC's financial statement, I estimate that 12% of the FY 2023 expenditures were for administration and fundraising, tied for the lowest of the seven educational foundations. Over $600,000 was transferred to TMCC for program support with an itemization in the annual report. Thank you.
SES, is there any public comment?
There's none at this time.
Thank you. President Hilgerson?
Hi. Well, first of all, it is my enormous pleasure to introduce Mindy Lakshkin, who has been chairing our excellent foundation board for 2 years, and unfortunately, she is outgoing. But we have wonderful succession plans, and also executive director of our foundation and grants office, Gretchen Sawyer. These two women are rocking and rolling. We've had a wonderful year, and I'm just so, so very grateful. Thank you and your team, Gretchen, for all of the amazing work, and thanks to every member of the TMCC Foundation Board, but especially Mindy. Thanks.
Thank you, President Hilgerson. We'll now move into agenda item number two, which is the annual report, and we'll hear from the chair of the TMCC Foundation.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Chair Brooks, Regents, and Interim Chancellor Patty Charlton. I am Dr. Mindy Lakshkin, Chair of the TMCC Foundation Board. I am pleased to report that in fiscal year 2023, the TMCC Foundation had another successful year with gifts totaling $1.8 million from 331 individuals, corporations, and foundations. Donations were made to many programs, projects, and scholarships, all for the benefit of TMCC students. I'm excited to report a few highlights from the last fiscal year. The expansion and renovations at the William N. Pennington Health Science Center were completed thanks to the generosity of donors who provided nearly $4 million in fiscal year 2022 toward the project that has provided three additional classrooms, additional office space, and an expanded lab at the center that is benefiting the nursing, radiology technology, surgical technician, fire EMT paramedic programs. The Foundation Board and College would like to provide enormous thanks to the donors, including the William N. Pennington Foundation, that provided a $2.5 million grant that was matched by $500,000 from the Nell J. Renfield Foundation, $500,000 from a generous anonymous individual, $150,000 from the Robert Z. Hawkins Foundation, and $100,000 each from Doyle and E.L. Cord Foundations. Many, many thanks to these donors who are contributing greatly to support students and meet the huge demand for healthcare personnel and emergency responders in our community. I'm delighted to report that we also received an additional $2 million federal appropriation for the project, thanks to the support from Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen. This appropriation allowed us to include a third classroom to the project. Scholarship continues to be a top priority for the foundation, given the tremendous financial need of TMCC students that has only increased due to rising costs. In fiscal year 2023, the foundation awarded 819 scholarships to 636 students, totaling just over $1 million. This is just the first year the foundation has crossed the $1 million mark in scholarships awarded to students, and we're so pleased with the positive impact that this funding is having for our students. We hear frequently from students and our advisors that without this funding, they would not be able to stay enrolled to pursue their goals and better their lives. We're extremely grateful to all of our scholarship donors who are directly contributing to student success. We have a number of longtime donors who provide continual support for scholarships, along with donors who donate to memorial scholarships, as well as those who support endowed funds that generate annual interest that is used to support scholarships in perpetuity. All of these donors are the backbone of TMCC's successful scholarship program. Due to our successful scholarship program, for the second year in a row, we've now held two scholarship events to accommodate the growing number of students we award. The Legacy Scholarship Dinner, held at the Dandini campus in the Student Center, can accommodate 400 people. We've added a second reception at the William N. Pennington Applied Technology Center for recipients of the Pennington and Herb and Maxine Jacobs Foundation scholarships. These are wonderful events where donors and students get to meet each other, enjoy conversation, and make meaningful connections. This year's scholarship student speaker, Heather, provided inspirational remarks that highlighted the impact that education has had on turning her life around. For a period in her life, she had addiction issues that even resulted in losing custody of her children. She credits education, the resources at the college, including the program director, Sydney Sullivan, who helped Heather navigate her schedule and provide the resources that assisted with turning her life around. Yes, it was a tearful speech. Heather is just one example of a TMC student who is benefiting tremendously from scholarships provided through the foundation from generous donors. I'll now turn to a few TMCC Foundation highlights that took place during the last year. At its Nevada Military Support Alliance annual gala in May, the Military Support Alliance provided TMCC with a gift of $300,000 that is supporting essential renovations in the Veterans Resource Center and will continue to support programming for the nearly 500 veteran students who attend TMCC. This is the second gift of $300,000 from the Nevada Military Support Alliance, and we're honored to rename the center in honor of NMSA. Next April is the Veteran Resource Center 10th anniversary, and we look forward to holding a celebration and renaming dedication at that time. The academic year 2022-2023 was dedicated as TMCC's Year of Sustainability. TMCC has received a number of awards for its sustainability efforts in 2023 alone, including the EPA Green Power Leadership Award that recognizes America's leading green power users for their commitment to using renewable electricity and advancing the nation's green power market. TMCC also received the 2023 Sustainability Champion of the Year from Keep Truckee's Meadows Beautiful. We're also the first B Campus USA in Nevada. The foundation assisted with the sustainability efforts by providing $10,000 in grants in support of 12 projects to the college community. Projects that were funded included bringing sustainable fashion designer Rumi Veridiano to campus as part of the Distinguished Speaker Series, supporting a sustainable field trip to Idlewild Park with TMCC Education and Washoe County School District students, and funded plants to enhance the TMCC Native Pollinator Garden. Finally, I want to provide kudos to the incredible grants team that is part of the TMCC Foundation. The TMCC Foundation and Grants Office also manages the state and federal grants for the college and works closely with our controller's office. This year has seen a 30% growth in grants under management. In 2022, we had $15 million under management, and this year we have $20 million through 49 grants. It's a lot of work to keep track of all that. In closing, on behalf of the entire board of the TMCC Foundation, we thank you for this opportunity to provide you with an update on the successful highlights of the TMCC Foundation during the last fiscal year. Gretchen Sawyer, the TMCC Foundation and Grants Executive Director, and I stand ready to respond to any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Are there regents with any questions? Chair, we have a question from Regent Brown.
Regent Brown, for the record. Thank you so much for that report. And I'll just apologize in advance if I do miss this in here, but can you tell me what the endowment net return percentage was over the last fiscal year?
Good morning. This is Gretchen Stoyer for the record. Our endowments are invested with the Nevada System of Higher Education, and we have our total endowment value of just over $13 million. The return in fiscal year 23, I'll have to get back to you with that specific amount, since that is, and she, maybe someone there has it.
I appreciate that. And I'll just be honest, that might not even be a good metric for me to ask. I just, when I was looking at all the reports and I had kind of created a common things, that was just one statistic I didn't see in your report. So I'll just put that. Maybe we can get an answer. Maybe it's not important, but thank you for that.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for the chair? Seeing none, I'll ask for a motion to approve the TMCC annual foundation report.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Who was the first motion to approve? So the motion to approve was made by Regent Brown, seconded by Regent O'Carlo. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of approving the annual report, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
I'm a yes as well. Those who oppose, say no or nay. The annual report is approved. We'll move on to agenda item number three. The officers, are there any questions regarding the officers? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item number four, consent items. Unless somebody would like to pull an item, I'll look for a motion to approve consent items 4A through 4C.
I make a motion to approve the consent items A through C.
Motion to approve consent items 4A through 4C was made by Regent DelCarlo, seconded by Regent Perkins. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of the approval of those consent items, please signify by saying aye or yay.
Aye.
Aye.
I'll say yes as well. Those who do not approve, please signify by saying no or nay. Those consent items have approved. We'll now move into new business. Is there any new business? Seeing no new business, we'll move into public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is no public comment in Reno.
I don't see any public comment here at UR.
This is Reno again.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of confusion going on here.
It's okay.
This public comment is for the main board. Sorry.
No problem.
No further comment.
It's okay. We don't have any public comments here at UNLV. SCS, is there any public comment on the line?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I do have one caller in the queue.
Thank you.
With the number ending in 5652. This is public comment for the Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation. Is that, can you unmute by pressing star 6? Is that the meeting you are looking to comment in? Oh, he left the call. No further public comment at this time.
Thank you. So we will now adjourn the meeting for the Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation.